This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The Ethiopian Human Rights Commission is reporting Sunday that at least 34 people were killed in a bus attack in western Ethiopia on Saturday night. This comes as fear mounts of a security vacuum due to a military campaign in the north. The human rights body said the number of people killed was likely to rise after what it called a gruesome attack on the passenger bus. Meantime, the conflict between the Ethiopian federal government and Tigrayan forces in the north has escalated and now includes Eritrea. The Tigrayan forces fired rockets across the border into this neighboring country after claiming that the Ethiopian military was using an Eritrean airport as a base for attacks. Ethiopia's prime minister tweeted, though, that his country is more than capable of taking care of itself. Ethiopia's prime minister won the Nobel Peace Prize last year for making peace with Eritrea after tense relations following a border war 20 years ago. The Tigrayans say the two countries are now working together against them. Voters in Moldova head to the polls today for a second time to cast their ballot for president. Current leader Igor Dodon is running against challenger Maia Sandu. The president has the support of Russia. Sandu is a former World Bank economist who is pushing for closer ties with the West. The challenger finished ahead of the president in the first round of voting earlier this month, propelled ahead by a large surge in voting by Moldovans living abroad. The United Arab Emirates will extend its golden visa system, which grants 10-year residency in the Gulf state, to certain professionals, specialized degree holders, and others. That's what the UAE's vice president said on Sunday. Those eligible for the new visas include people with doctorate degrees, medical doctors, and also people with other specialty degrees in computer science and electronics.